Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and as we rotate through the New York City mayoral candidates, we'll have John Liu today, Christine Quinn tomorrow, Bill Thompson Wednesday. We'll ask, among other things, if municipal bankruptcy like in Detroit could ever happen here. We'll also ask them, has Mayor Bloomberg made us richer? Our question of the week. Go see some interesting posts about that on our webpage. And we'll ask today about the mayor filing a lawsuit against the comptroller last week. Comptroller Liu, welcome back to WNYC.
Good to be on. Good morning.
Want to do the lawsuit first? It's not every day that a mayor sues a comptroller's office. He says you're holding up a contract to provide homeless shelters in the South Bronx and on West 95th Street on the Upper West Side just out of your mayoral ambitions. What's your side of this story?
Well, the contract that in question is a flawed contract, and it's a contract that we've looked at very closely, as we have done many other homeless shelter and residency contracts that the Bloomberg administration has given us these last couple of years. First and foremost, let's realize that it's been a failed policy for the homeless and for communities that are asked to take in these shelters. It's all about emergencies now. There have been no planning whatsoever, despite a pledge by Mayor Bloomberg several years ago to eradicate homelessness. And I think you can see how far out of touch he's been with his comments earlier this year that there are no people living on the streets of New York. So the question is the contract itself. And my office, we review contracts. We review about 15,000 contracts every single year. And I'm very proud of my contract analysts. They look through every contract to make sure that money is not being wasted and that everything is appropriate. And when those measures are not upheld, then we reject contracts.
But if we have growing homelessness, as you say, and as basically everybody agrees, then don't we need those additional shelter beds? And is this about you campaigning, in effect, to the Upper West Siders who complain there are too many shelters in the neighborhood?
Well, it is a big problem, the growing homelessness. And that's why better planning needs to be done. And when they give us these emergency contracts time and time again, we're not going to simply rubber stamp them and let them through, despite the need. We're going to make sure that all the rules are followed and the standards upheld.
What's the problem?
In the case of this contract, you have an organization that has failed our audit. We are in the middle of doing a follow-up audit to make sure that they've in fact made the changes that they claim to have made. But to say that this is politics, I mean, I think the lawsuit itself is political. We are talking about an organization that is trying to get the contract for two shelters, not just the one on the Upper West Side, but another one in the Bronx. And it is because of this organization and the procedures that the Bloomberg administration has followed, or I should say failed to follow, that we have rejected this contract.
And the mayor says the courts have already ruled that it's not within the comptroller's power to block city contracts just because they have to register the contracts with you. That's a mayoral prerogative. So does the comptroller's office really have this power?
We are going to do everything we can to make sure that the rules are followed and that taxpayers' money is not being wasted. There has been a lot of waste, as uncovered by my audits, into the Department of Homeless Services. In fact, we believe that they can and they should have been doing a much better job taking care of many more people and families. But instead, a lot of waste has occurred, and we're going to do everything we can to make sure that that waste is cut down.
Comptroller and mayoral hopeful John Liu. All right, on to Detroit and whether New York could ever suffer the same fate. An issue in Detroit was the unfunded health and pension liabilities owed to city workers and retirees. Bill Keller's column in the New York Times today reminds us of New York City's own unfunded pension and health liabilities for city workers. In health benefits alone, $90 billion, according to former Lieutenant Governor Richard Ravitch, who follows these things. That's more than last year's entire city budget, Keller writes. And Ravitch says the city finances are in a state called balance sheet insolvency, meaning the liabilities of $125 billion are greater than all the city's assets. So as city comptroller, do you agree with those numbers?
Those numbers have been talked about for quite some time. The pension and health benefits liabilities for the city are significant, and that is the case for pretty much every other city and state out there in this country. So we are awaiting the new accounting standards. They are out. We are now in the process of adopting those new standards. They have to be adopted by next year to paint a clearer picture. But your question of could something like what just happened in Detroit happen in New York City? I mean, conceivably, it almost happened back in the 1970s.
Indeed.
The city basically almost went belly up. Fortunately, it didn't. And we learned a lot of lessons from the 70s. Many financial controls, much tighter controls, were put in place so that the city does not ever even get to a place similar to that. And in fact, tomorrow we have the annual meeting of the Financial Control Board, where Mayor Bloomberg, myself, the state comptroller, and Governor Cuomo will come together and determine whether, in fact, the city of New York is in a good financial state.
And here's one more metric from that article. And to be clear, nobody's saying that New York is on the verge of anything like mm-hmm. Detroit is going through right now. But the way that article puts it is we may be beginning to enter an era of decline because of accumulated debt. So here's one more metric from the article. It says the next mayor, which could mean you, will inherit the first financial plan where the uncontrollable costs are larger than the controllables. That is, when the accumulated promises made in the past cost more than everything the city spends for everything else it does. So again, do you agree with the numbers as comptroller? And would you have a set of policies to reduce that ratio of uncontrollables to controllables?
It's not a cliff. So these changes have been occurring over a long period of time. And we may be actually getting into the majority point in terms of uncontrollable costs. But the fact remains, though, that the city is solid in its financials and our revenues and expenditures. It is a balanced budget saved for the unresolved labor contracts that are affecting 300,000 New York City employees. But in terms of – if you look at the individual costs, health care costs are going up significantly. That's something that's still a little bit of a question mark. We don't know what the impact of President Obama's health care plan is going to be. It's going to cut down on some of the reimbursements under the hospitals. On the other hand, more people will be covered. And the point of the health care reform also was to start curtailing this astronomical increase in the health care trend. So hopefully that will succeed and the health care trend will start coming downward. On the pension costs issue, pension costs did rise significantly during the Bloomberg administration. But the last couple of years, the pension cost has leveled off. And by my office's calculations, based on independent projections of actuaries out there, we expect that there will be a decline in the pension cost as a percentage of the city's expenditures within the next few years.
That's good news, if true. Has Mayor Bloomberg, in your opinion, been a good steward of the city's finances in this respect? Has he taken the unfunded liabilities seriously and made the strides he should have toward closing the gap? That Keller column suggests that Bloomberg has cut the police force by 5,000 cops rather than tackle the budget imbalances more directly, at least that, you know, for what the 5,000 cops would have cost. Do you see it that way?
If you think about the totality of the almost 12 years now, the budget has gone up significantly. It's just about doubled. And, you know, he has had balanced budgets, but it's easy to balance a budget when the budget itself grows so significantly. I think the biggest failure of this administration has been the fact that the contracts for pretty much all city workers are unresolved. And they're not unresolved for a few months or maybe even up to a year. They're unresolved basically for 4 years on average. And it's not like the city budget didn't go up these past 4 years. It went up by almost another $10 billion. So to have such a budget increase and fail to recognize your most basic costs, personnel costs in this case, that's an absolute fiasco.
And you're one of the candidates running as a friend of the public sector unions.
We all are.
Will you consider having them all pay into their health premiums, as Anthony Weiner is running on? I don't think he has any of the union endorsements. Or move to a 401k-style retirement system for current or future city employees?
On the question of health care benefits, that's something that will be resolved through very careful negotiations with the labor union leaders. It'll be a difficult conversation to have, but nonetheless, I think the union leaders have in heart the best interests of the city as well as their members. And look, labor leaders know firsthand what some of the difficulties and the challenges that the city face are. On the issue of 401k plans for city employees, I think that's a terrible idea. 401k plans are far, far more expensive in delivering retirement benefits to city employees or to anybody, but they actually send a lot more money in fees to Wall Street.
So I know you don't want to negotiate in the press. Nobody wants to negotiate in the press, and I understand that. But is it a good enough answer anymore? And in these financial times, this has become a thing between Wiener and the rest of you, where he came out with that health premium contributions position, and the rest of you are saying, well, we don't negotiate in public. This would be if I become mayor. But the people don't trust secret plans to fix major
and
problems.
It's not a secret plan, but we just don't have all the information available yet. So it's also somewhat shaky to have what seems to be a solid plan when, in fact, the information is not all there yet. We don't know what the impact of Obama's health care will have on the city's finances and on the funding levels of our benefits. But if you take a look at what's happened in recent years, Mayor Bloomberg rightfully, several years ago, put reserve money in, a couple billion dollars, to start advance funding the deficit of the retiree health fund. And yet, in the last couple of years, he's taken it all back. So whatever advance planning there was, it's been basically thrown out the window. We're now starting back at zero again.
We have about 2 minutes left. Let me ask you two other things real quick. We're asking a question all this week on air and online. Has Mayor Bloomberg made us richer? He's a rich guy himself, as everybody knows, and people probably elected him more to get us out of the economic holes that the financial crisis and 9/11 left us in than any other reason. How's he done, in your opinion?
Are you serious with that question? Has he made us richer? I think he has made some people richer in this city, probably the top 1%. The wealth gap is out of control in the nation. It's far worse in the city of New York, where 1% controls 33% of the city's income. And the wealth gap is growing worse every single day. So that's in large part due to the policies of the Bloomberg administration, policies that have subsidized large corporations while treating small businesses and entrepreneurs as cash cows. And overall, salaries and wages have not gone up significantly in the city of New York for the 99% of New Yorkers. And yet costs of living, for example, rents have gone through the roof, particularly under this administration. Rents were always unaffordable for the last few decades, but it has become markedly more unaffordable for so many more families this past decade.
And listeners, I recommend you to our webpage, where we have a week-long online project asking the question, has Bloomberg made us richer? We've got an all-star cast of journalists and others who are weighing in on this. We already have really interesting posts from Ben Smith from BuzzFeed and Errol Lewis from New York One and Stu Lozer, one of the chief aides to Mayor Bloomberg throughout his years. So go check them out at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehr Show and highlight what you like there, and maybe leave a comment. And last question for you, John Liu. I see you've endorsed Scott Stringer to succeed you as comptroller. Why not Elliot Spitzer, who might be the more aggressive change agent?
So are you fishing there? Because I don't think I've made any endorsement.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yet.
Forgive me. I thought I had read that.
I am happy.
I apologize.
It's okay. I'm happy that there is a primary for the important position of comptroller. I think it's always good for the voters to have a choice. I wish it were other choices, but nonetheless, it's better to have a choice than for the voters not to have a choice.
Are you going to endorse?
I certainly will. Within the coming weeks.
Okay. New York City Comptroller and Mayoral Hopeful John Liu, thank you so much.
Always a pleasure.
We'll have Christine Quinn on tomorrow, Bill Thompson on Wednesday, as we continue to rotate through the mayoral candidates here on The Brian Lehr Show.